Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, taking you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. We love hearing from you online. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, as we're having a wonderful conversation with author Rob Goldman, who has released the book on Nolan Ryan, The Making of a Pitcher. And before we went to commercial break, we were talking about the influence that Nolan Ryan has had on so many of the biggest names in baseball, Yu Darvish, Derek Jeter, you know, what these players had to say about him, and the influence in terms of the work ethic. Take us back to who influenced Nolan the most in terms of his work ethic, because I understand it was his parents, and they went through some very hard times in the Depression.
Yeah, if you want to understand Nolan's work ethic, you have to study his lineage. He came out of, his ancestors came out of, originally out of Georgia. They were founding fathers, or they found the Continental Congress down in Georgia. Migrated to Louisiana, Mississippi, and they were farmers, soldiers, and then eventually church builders. But they always had this work ethic about them. And fast forward to the 20th century, Nolan's grandfather was a rancher in Central Texas, but his parents, particularly his dad, they had six kids, and his parents were Depression era, family, and he had to hold down two jobs to get these kids through college. And he was a worker for Scammon Oil. And he also had delivered a paper route for the Houston Post. And so work was survival for the Ryans. And work was a privilege, as Reed Ryan would say. When the sun came up, they felt fortunate to go to work because of this Depression era background. So no one got the work ethic early on through high school, and even a couple of years before that. He was out with his dad at 3 or 4 in the morning at the corner of at Corner Street in Alvin, folding and delivering the papers when everybody else was asleep. And then he'd go to school, and then he'd play basketball and baseball. So he had this rare energy, an ethic. Plus, he was a workhorse. So it started early on. What Nolan did, he brought that work ethic into the major leagues. Not at first, when he was with the Mets, Whitey Herzog, his original player of personnel, he said, he was lazy as a dog. He just didn't understand that you had to apply the same elements of work into baseball as you did to other things. But once he caught on to that, nobody worked harder than he did. And as he moved on, he kept looking for new ways to improve himself. It was California. He discovered the weight room for the first time. Just stumble upon it and sneak in there because players weren't allowed to use it. Then he found out about stretching, so he started doing that. Then when he gets to Houston, he meets Dr. Coleman, and they start experimenting with Nautilus and diet and new stretches. And by the time he gets to Houston, Texas, with Tom House, he's got all these cutting edge protocols from Japan, and next thing you know, Nolan's throwing footballs and doing awkward stretches. But he always had a curiosity about him based on work and how I can improve myself. He said, "I want to be the best conditioned player on the field, and I can't control everything, but I can control my condition." And this was all done without steroids. This was all done with proper diet and experimenting with different protocols. But the work ethic is central. It's still going on today.
And as I understand in the book, you shared that Nolan had talked to you about that perseverance is the result of a lifetime of good habits. I mean, that is remarkable to think. From ages 8 to 18, he would get up at 3 a.m. To 6 and do that paper route and get ready for that every single day. What are some of the other qualities that you appreciate and admire about Nolan Ryan the most? You've talked, obviously, about his work ethic and his ability to persevere.
Yeah, the other ones that stand out, and I try to interweave these within, examples through stories, is his humility, his curiosity, his family, his love of family, sincerity, and also humor. And I think of all those, the ones that stand out to me was his sincerity and his humility. The humility would let other people into his life. Even when he was a superstar, he'd be open to new ideas, and that's why he allowed, he was always gravitated to the smartest person in the clubhouse, whether it was a Tom House or a Gene Coleman. And he also had this code where, I don't judge people on how much you make or what you do. I judge you on your character. Therefore, when with the Angels, he gave him as much attention to me as he would the owner, Gene Autry, because he enjoyed our friendship. And those are some of the qualities, I think, that enabled him to be as good as he could be. Because when you're humble and you have humility and you have empathy, you allow other people in your life and you're not just set in your ways. And I think that's a huge factor in his successes.
Rob Goldman is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his book, Nolan Ryan, The Making of a Pitcher. What did his son, Reed Ryan, share in the foreword?
Well, Reed, you know, I've known Reed since he was, you know, he was born in 71, and I first met Nolan in 73. So I knew Reed when he was just a toddler.
Little guy, yeah.
And he's the same Reed he was as a toddler as he is now, just this totally optimistic go-getter. He's got the best qualities of Ruth and Nolan, and it's no surprise why he's such a successful baseball executive. But, you know, I asked Reed, you know, some of the ideas that you wanted to share with the forward, and he says, you know, let people know that, you know, basically, you know, how much his mom meant to Nolan, and how much, you know, how much he liked to share his family within his job, in the sense that, you know, he said, you know, make sure people know that this is a, later on especially, it was not a Nolan Ryan project, it was a family project. Family is another core factor with Nolan, and Reed wanted me to make sure that I get that across, and I hope we did.
Just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, talking to Rob Goldman. And as you reflect over Nolan Ryan's career, we've only got about 60 seconds. You look at his stats. I mean, they're so incredible. Which one stands out the most to you from all of his years in baseball?
Well, besides the 27 years, which is longer than anybody ever played, I think his 204 batting average, players, hitters against him, 3.19 ERA, 9.5 strikeouts a game, and only 6.55 hits. No hitters, he never tried to get no hitters, but I think those lifetime stats and the fact that he struck out 383 people in one season, I think that's what stands out to me most on the baseball field.
Well, Rob, you certainly provide some wonderful perspective on his amazing, as I said earlier, his illustrious career, Nolan Ryan, The Making of a Pitcher. We want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of that, and we look forward to catching up with you real soon. Let us know when you're in Houston, okay?
Yeah, we'll do that. I appreciate you having me on, Alyssa. It was fun.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We'll be posting this book on there, and we will be right back.